I believe.
I believe.
I believe.
I believe.
I believe.
Abilene Public Radio proudly presents This I Believe, an exciting national project that invites written essays about the core beliefs that guide our daily lives. This I Believe is based on the famous 1950s radio program of the same name, hosted by acclaimed journalist Edward R. Murrow. You've heard This I Believe from NPR on All Things Considered and Morning Edition. Now KACU presents This I Believe from some of Abilene's brightest and most thoughtful minds. Today's essay comes from Daniel Kramer, a senior from San Diego, California. The child of missionaries, Daniel has lived in many different cultures and reflects on the nature of diversity, whether in the political arena, a college campus, or an elementary school playground.
I believe in cultural diversity. What choice do I have? Cultural diversity is my life. I've learned to love a lot of different cultures. I've been blessed to live outside the United States for 12 years of my life, and those years have taught me the importance of breaking down the barriers between people of different backgrounds. You see, I have felt the sting of discrimination in my own life. I went to school in Mexico, at a private school, where the curriculum was all in Spanish. When I started school there, I knew very little Spanish and struggled in school for about a year. From the first day of school, I clashed with my PE teacher because I couldn't understand the marching orders she was giving to the class. She would yell out, "Blanco izquierdo, ya!" And I would turn right while the rest of the class would turn left. I was trying so hard to do everything right. Every time I made a mistake, she would stop and glare at me as I corrected the maneuver. I ended up getting kicked out of her class for being defiant to her orders. I was so confused and frustrated. I dreaded going back to school. Things got a little better as I finished my first year in school. I now understood Spanish very well and was doing a great job in all of my classes. One day in PE, we were playing basketball and my team lost. So we were sitting on the sidelines waiting for our next game. I was talking to my friends and watching the game when she walked up to me again. I was smiling when she started her sentence. "Hey, Kramer," she said. "You know, you don't belong here. What are you doing here anyway? Why don't you leave this country and go back to the United States where you came from?" I was 11 years old. I thought I had done a good job as a student there. I thought I was starting to get the hang of things. I felt alone and despised. I felt so small. I've learned firsthand how unfair it is to treat people as second rate. I am ashamed of the times I have failed to extend respect to those who are simply different than I am. I have failed to extend respect to someone simply because that person was strange to me. Ignorance, combined with impatience, can destroy the opportunity we have to grow as people, to learn from each other. I believe cultural diversity teaches one to be grateful for where one is from and what one has. And I have learned to love living in Colombia and the United States and Mexico, Peru, and Uruguay. And I have visited half a dozen other countries. Even here at ACU, I experienced the diversity offered by places like Texas, Madagascar, and Japan, to name some. Each new experience teaches me something about myself that I am grateful to find out and about people that everyone should know. I am truly grateful to know that so many issues in our world are much more complex than we realize, and it will take much humility and learning about each other to begin to work them out. Issues such as immigration, legal or otherwise, terrorism, wars, the global market economy, so many others will never see a resolution if we don't take off our shoes and take a walk in someone else's. Every culture contributes something unique to be learned about men and women and God. We would be incomplete without them. I believe each culture is comprised of people created in God's image, and each one declares something true about the world and about God that would not otherwise be declared. I believe everyone has a past. I believe everyone wants to influence their present world. I believe everyone has something to give, something to share.
Daniel is a Spanish for Teacher major at ACU and essayist for This I Believe, produced by Abilene Public Radio.